what we've got going on here is a crash course in SQL. In the Oracle class, I cover basically the same material, only a little more intensity, well, quite a lot more intensity, for the first half of the course, and then we move on to PLSQL. In this one, I am spending less time on SQL, because we've got more PHP to go through. So we're going to spend probably about a week and a half on SQL. Just to get the basics so that you can set up a database. Okay, so what SQL is for manipulating databases, for getting information out of databases. And it therefore tends to do a lot by saying, I want everybody that meets this criteria, because in fact that's what you go to a database for usually. I want all of the records that meet this criteria. And the where clause gives me the criteria. The select clause lets me pick exactly what fields I want to see. And the from clause let me tell it what table it is that I am accessing. And then the where clause can get very complicated. Okay? So at the end last time, and I just want to go over a couple of things and then we'll move on. But if you look at the handout that says beginning my SQL notes, that's what we went through yesterday. And down at the bottom, okay, I got into the order by. Okay, and order by means the order that I want these records. And I said order by name, and so they're alphabetized by name. First name came first, they're alphabetized by first name. If I want to order by multiple things, I can just put a comma and then list the next thing. So if I wanted to order by name and then comma something else, I can put it in there. Okay, so I can have many levels of ordering. So for example, if one of my codes is major, then I could order by the major and get all the CI students together. And then I could have a second sort that picked the option that they were in, so that I would see all of the CI majors in programming, then all of the CI majors in networking, all of the CI majors in cybersecurity, so I could have two levels of orders there. What you don't want to do is if you've got two levels of orders, I would not want to order by name first. Because if I order by name, then what I am really getting is one person per group. And so if I order by name, and then I say, okay, now order by major within name, there's only one name for each group, and so there is no second order. Okay, so if I say order by major and then order by name within major, that makes sense. Because I'll get all the CIs together, all the BUs together. But if I say order by name and then major, well, there's only one John Doe, so there's no major to order in. Okay, if I've got two levels of ordering, then the top level should form a group, and then the second level should sort that group, should sort the subgroup. Okay, and a lot of people make that mistake, so I wanted to point that out. And then they have other clauses. What happened to my picture? There it is. They have other clauses within the select, where I can say the in and the between. Okay, so I've got the in where I can list all of the things, and that's a lot easier than saying, as I said, major equals CI or major equals GS or major equals DN. I can just list the acceptables. And then the GPA, and as I pointed out last time, with every language, you need to check whether it's inclusive or exclusive. And so I picked numbers that would include actual things I had. So that means it includes the two ends. But some languages, when you do a between, excludes the two ends and just says everything that is between them, not counting the two ends. And so you need to test that, whatever language you're in. If it has a between, what does the between mean? Is it inclusive or is it exclusive? Okay, and this one is inclusive. And then the next one says, I want to see everybody with an A as the second letter of their name. So I'm saying name is like, and then I'm saying I don't care. The underscore means I just want a character, but I don't care what it is. And then the lowercase a says the second character has to be an A, and I don't care what comes after. So an underscore says I don't care, but it's talking about one character. Okay, so if I wanted to look for an A as the third character, I would put underscore, underscore A, meaning skip the first, skip the second, look at the third character. Okay? And the percent sign means, basically, I don't care what comes after the A. If the A is there, I don't care what comes after that. Okay, this would be useful, for example, if you have an ID that is made up of different things and the department is included as the third and fourth character. And I want everybody in that department. So I could say underscore, underscore, and then put CI, and then put a percent. And it would look for the third and fourth character being CI. Okay? So that's what the like does for me. And again, the whole purpose of SQL, the majority of things you do are the select, okay? Because you are extracting things from the database. You may have a million records out there in your database. You want to extract the records that you need to know, okay? And we're going to be getting into the advantage of PHP over the signs of things we looked at in HTML and CSS and JavaScript. PHP works on the server. So I can have a database out there. So whenever I want to be able to access a database from my web page, I've got to have a language like PHP. So if we're talking about a language that can extract from the database, we have to talk a little bit about how it extracts from the database. And we're going to mix this SQL into PHP. So the PHP is going to contain the statement in SQL that gets me the records that I want. So that's why we have to go through SQL so we can incorporate it in the PHP. Okay. The next handout is data types. And I'm really not spending any time on that. I am just pointing out that it has SQL data types for a bunch of different fields. And these are the data types, MySQL data types. These are the data types that you can use in MySQL. And we've been using mainly varchar, okay, for string data. And then those are the types that are available to you, okay? So you can go and look at this and find what you need to use. There are the numeric types down there. And we have been using, we used integer and we used float. There's a lot of others that you can use, but I've been using integer and float. So those are the data types that I've been using. Okay, but different databases have different data types that they allow, and this handout shows you the data types that are allowed in MySQL. Okay, so the third thing I want to do is more SQL. And so we're going to go in and look at the things that that has to offer. Okay, so the first thing I did here is I said use First DB. And so I have told it that that's the database I want to use. And we saw last Tuesday that you have two databases available to you. And so you can say use either one of those databases. And all of your tables are going to go in there. And as I said, out in the real world, you'd have a database for inventory, and your tables involved with inventory would go there. You'd have a database for payroll, and your things involving payroll would go there, and you wouldn't mix inventory and payroll. But we don't have that luxury, so we're going to mix inventory, payroll, and anything else you think of in one of your two databases. And there's no problem with that, because the select tells which table that you want to use, and all the other things tell which table you want to use. So it's not going to get confused and use the wrong table. It's going to use the table or tables that you told it that you want. Okay. So I had this table that was tables in First DB. This one was first name and second. I had apparently two tables that were there when I started out. And then I said, all right, now I want to create a table called Other Table. And I put in an ID number that's a string. VARCHAR4 means it's a string of four characters. Then I put in a name that was 20. I put in a major that was 2. I put in the number of, I don't know whether that was supposed to be number of courses or number of credits, but anyway, I put one of those in, and that was a small integer. So I picked that data type because it was going to be an integer, but it was small. I could have made it integer. And I have GPA, which is a decimal. I made it float, three characters, two of which are decimal. And as I mentioned last time, again, with different languages, you have to figure out what that first number means. Does it mean the number of whole numbers, and that's the number of decimal, in which case it's a five-character field? Or does it mean the total number is 3, 2 of which are decimal, and that is a three-character field? Okay, and that's what I'm using is a three-character field. And I have, because GPA only has one whole number. Okay. So I created the table, and then I did the show table, which showed that it is now one of the tables that's in that database. And then I did a description of it. So if you forget the name of the fields, you can do a description. Okay? So show table shows me the tables that I have in that database. And then I can go down and do a description of the table and see what it is set up as. Okay. Now, we talked about maintaining data. Okay. And if we want to maintain data, with data in a table, we can use the insert to add a record. We can use the update to change a record. And we can use the delete to delete a record. Okay, so you need to have the ability to add, change, and delete. That's what maintenance is about. Add, change, and delete. And update is my change. So insert is my add, update is my change, and delete is my delete. Okay, so that lets me maintain the data. But I also need to be able to maintain the structure of the table. So this one is one that I can use to maintain the structure of the table. and it's the alter verb. So the alter verb lets me maintain the structure of the table. And I've got a few things here that go into how the alter works. But if you go and look up the alter verb, you'll find that there's a whole load of things that you can do with it. So in this one, I said I want to alter the other table, and I want to add a field to it called advisor. And I want that field to be a bear care 20. And so now it has added that field in. I now have the advisor field. Okay, so when I do a description, I see that it is now there. Okay, so that's modifying the structure of the table versus modifying the data. The data, if I want to change the data, I can do an update. If I want to add to the data, I can do an insert. But that's the data. The alter is I'm changing the structure. So I'm saying I want to add a field to the table. Then I'm going to have to put data in it, but I want to add the field. And so I say alter the table, which is called other table, add the advisor, bear care 20, and now when I do a description, I can see that it's been added. Questions? And then I can say, okay, I discovered that I didn't have a field that was long enough. I'm getting more names that are long. I want to modify the name field and make it bigger. So I can go in and say modify the name field and make it a bear care 25. So the name used to be 20. Now I've made the name 25. Okay. So again, I've altered the structure of the table. So I decided that I made the name field too small. I want to make it bigger. I can do the alter and modify it. Okay. And then if I want to drop a column, so delete a column, okay, I can say alter table, other table, drop column advisor. So I've now got rid of that column. Okay, so I put the advisor column in, then I changed my mind, and now I've dropped it. So I can add, change, and delete the structure of the table. Okay, by doing the add, modify, and drop, having to do with alter. So alter maintains the structure of the table. So I'm looking at the alter. I can do an add. I can do a modify. And I can do a drop. And if you go and look at alter, there's a lot of other things. You can rename a field. You can do all kinds of things to the structure of the data. Okay? So if you go and look up alter, you'll see a lot of other clauses that you can use. So now I've got my table the way I want it. I can go in and start putting data in using the insert. And so I inserted a lot of records, and I've now got this table. Okay. So take a couple of minutes and create this table that I created. And okay, so create this table that I created, so that you can play around with it. So you're creating other tables. So all you have to do is go into one of your databases and create other tables. have no idea. Whether I actually have this or not. Yes, I do. Okay, so I made the table and I put data into that table. We haven't got to it yet, but notice here where it says under key PRI, that means that it is the primary key, and we haven't got how to do the primary key yet, so you're not going to see that. But apparently I went back and created the primary key for that. And that means that the null now says no, because a primary key cannot be held. You have to have something in the primary key. And you can see I added, my inserts did not add the last one that I actually have in the agenda frames. I decided I wanted another BU major.
any questions on how to create the table and put the data in.
Actually, I have a question.
Yep.
So, the other class we were talking about how when we log in, there should be two databases already made.
Yes.
With our usernames 1 and 2.
Yes.
So, are we making an additional one at that root level or underneath one of those?
You're making a table in one of those databases.
Okay. So, we would log into one of them, then create the new table.
That's right. You say at the top, basically, you say use and pick the one you want to use. And you have to pick one of those names. And when you say use, it will come back and say database changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it's use such and such, then create a table.
Right. So you're saying use, and then you go in and do a create table within that database. So the database is the big container, and then you're putting tables in that database. And as I said, we don't have any rhyme or reason for why you have two. I don't know why they gave you two. Maybe just if you mess one up, you've got a backup. Okay? But they didn't want people madly creating databases, or it would take up an awful lot of space. And would be hard to control more than anything. And NumCR appears to be number of credits because I have a 36 there, which indicates credits more than the number of courses taken, probably. Handout is the create statement. If you have problems with that, I've moved it on to the insert now. There's not a lot of typing going on. Do you have questions? Or maybe the social machines just don't click as well as they used to or something. some of you are as behind as I am. If you are, please get caught up this weekend, like I'm going to try to. Others of you, I've got loads of email that I owe you. Is everybody on the inserts? You've managed to create the table all right. Has anybody not created the table? And if you put the same data in as I do, then it'll make it easier to follow the rest of the handout. But if you put in different data, that works too. If you are done, try doing a sort on this by major and then some other field within major. Name, number of courses, GPA, but major first. So if you're done, go ahead and try to sort the records on major and then something within major.
I just realized I'm kind of stupid because I had I have the Word document pulled up in the double page mode where it has two pages like on one thing that it scrolls down, and I was going up to down rather than left to right, and so I was skipping entire pages of steps, and my thing got pretty convoluted.
Okay. I trust that you can solve it.
Yeah, I already figured out what I did wrong, so I can already do it in justice.
Okay, has everybody got some records in? In other words, can I move on, or are you still at a point where you actually...
I should have had filled it by now.
What?
I just made the table.
You just created the table?
Yeah.
Okay. So now start putting some data in, okay? Do the inserts that I have over there, at least get a few records in. How are you? Did you start the...
I did.
Well, I want the table.
Yeah.
Right.
I did all that.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just highlight the insert and then just
right-click
them automatically?
Yes.
Paste.
Yes.
Well, you can copy paste them?
Yeah. You just right-click and it paste in there.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the beginning of the handout that I went over on Tuesday is how to deal with putty. And so if you read that, it gives you some clues as to how to work with putty.
I was kind of averse to that only because using copy and paste the other day to try and log in was a nightmare. So I think I kind of correctively instilled in my head, don't do that. But
it's like we'll have to unwire that.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, you know, two or three more minutes, and then we're going to move on. Try the sorts, as I said, and notice when I did the sorts here, I've got a series of them. Notice my use of ASC and DESC. Okay. So I'm going to move on. If you can enter a few as you're going, that would be terrific. Otherwise, you can just look. So on this first one, I said order by major and name. So it ordered by major, the BUs are now together, and the CIs are now together. And then I said, okay, now within the major, I want you to put it in order by name. And it's doing ascending order. Okay, so within the major, I have got all the BUs, the names are in order. And in the CI major, all the names are in order. Okay, so I've got the names in order. Ascending is the default. So down here I said major ascending, name descending. And what that did was ascending is the default, so I never actually have to use ascending because that's the default, but I can put it in. But I wanted to change the name and have it in descending order, so I put the name in descending order. And then on the next one, I put the major in descending order. Okay, so the CI comes first because the major is in descending order, and then the name is in ascending.
Okay, so that's how you order. And again, notice that I picked a field that had multiples to be the major sort. When I'm doing a major and a second sort, the major has to form a group, or else I have nothing to do the secondary sort on if I don't have a group of data. Okay, so there's the group. So that kind of illustrates the point that I made a little earlier about order by, hopefully. Okay, on the next one, I said select asterisks from other table where major equals CI, and this is again one of my and either's. So the major has to be CI. I only want to see CI majors. And then, in addition, I either need the number of credits greater than 24, and those four have the number of credits greater than 24, or a GPA greater than 3.5, and the one that didn't have the number of credits right has the GPA right. Okay? So the top one got selected because of its GPA. The bottom one got selected because of its number of credits. And the two in between could have been greater than 3.5, got selected for the number of credits. The third one met both criteria. Okay, but it doesn't matter as long as it met one. So it's CI and either of these two. Okay. Then we have a bunch of built-in functions in SQL. And here I've got upper of major. So that means convert major to uppercase for the purposes of this test. It will not change the real data. It just changes the data that it's using for this particular test. And that's an important value in SQL. I can't change the data unless I do an update. If I do an update, I can change the data. But that's the only thing that is going to manipulate the data. Okay, and there may be other things. I've got a library this big in Oracle. There may be other occasional things I don't know about or I'm not thinking about. But for our purposes, update's the only one. Okay? There may be some other strange thing for some strange reason. So I'm saying convert major, convert it to uppercase, and compare it to CI. This is valuable when you don't know how people entered the data in. Did they enter CI as uppercase and some people enter it as lowercase? Well, I want to get all of them. So I could say if major equals uppercase CI or major equals lowercase CI. But it's easier to just do the conversion. Take whatever is in the major, put it into uppercase for purpose of this comparison. Okay? So it converts it for purposes of the comparison. And in fact, there was nothing that really needed to be converted. And then just for the fun of it, down below, I said where upper of major is equal to upper of CI. And it worked just fine. So, I really don't have to do that upper of CI. I can just put the CI in because it's a literal. But just to show you, I put it in like that. Okay, this is the concat function. So as I said, there are multiple functions. This is the concat function. And I said concat name comma major. And that means put them together as one. Take the name field, the major field, concatenate, which means put them together. So I'm putting them together as one. Now there are two kinds of functions. there are functions that act on individual records. And some examples of that are UPA, concat, and there's other functions like that, but the two we looked at are those. And then there are functions that act on groups. And one of those is average, one of those is sum. But, okay, now the difference is the ones that act on individual records, there were six records, and what it did was return six records. It acted on the individual records. And so since I had six records, it returned six records. The average down below says, okay, figure out what the average GPA is and show that to me. So it is acting on a group. The group happens to be all the records. The group is all the records. But it's acting on a group and giving you the average for the group. And so it's only showing you one record. Okay, and if I had it with multiple groups, it would show multiple records. But for now, it's just showing the total, the average for all of the records. So it's not giving you individual feedback on each record. It's giving you a feedback on the entire database of records, the entire table of records. Okay. So that's a real kind of difference in the kinds of functions that you have as to whether they act on each record in your database or whether they will take and act on the whole group. And again, you can set up groups so that if I could have a group of CI students and a group of BU students, and then it would act once on the CI students and once on the BU students if it was acting on groups. I could tell it this average is going to be done on groups. Let's see some of that later on. Okay, so then I said another group one is select the sum, the count, and the max. And so it is going and looking at all six records and giving me the sum of the number of credits for all six records. It's giving me the count for all six records, and it's giving me the maximum in the six records. Okay, now these are going back to individual, acting on each individual. So when you say C6, and you know there are six records, this is going back into individual. So I'm saying select now from other table, and I did this apparently in 2010, so that's what it came up with. It did a now, and the now works on each record. So I got the now from on each record. And then below, I have the name and the length of the name. And the length acts on each record. Okay, so I'm getting the length of each name. Susan Ash is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 characters. Linda French is 12 characters. David Coster is 11 characters. So I'm getting the length. Okay, so again, length is one of the ones that acts on individual records. And count and max, and there's a minimum and all the rest of it, are ones that act on on groups. Okay, So now I'm switching back to a group one. And this one starts to get tricky. What you're getting is the condensed version of SQL, okay? As I said, I'd spend a lot more time on this in the Oracle class, probably. So here I'm saying select the major and the count of the major from the other tables grouped by major. So that means when I say group by major, there are two majors, CI and BU. And so it forms a group of all of the BU majors and all of the CI majors. And apparently when I did this, I did not have Jennifer in there. I added it later in my database. So she wasn't there. So there was only one BU major and there were five CI majors. Okay, there's one BU major and five CI majors. And so if I say select major and the count of major, that means how many from other tables grouped by major. So what that is doing is saying show the major and show the count of the major. And so it breaks down and there's two majors, so I see two of them. Okay, if I went in to my database where I've now added Jennifer and I put in this same thing, I've now got two, because in my data I had added Jennifer Ames. You can see I've added Jennifer Ames. And so I've now got two in the BU category. Okay, now I want to experiment with something. So I'm going to go up a little bit so you can see it a little bit better. Select major name count major from other table group by major. And I can't spell other. Okay, in Oracle, this would be an illegal statement. MySQL lets you get away with it, and I don't think they should.
What it does is it is showing the group of major in the CI, and then I said show a name. Well, how can it show a name for the group? It can't show a name for the five CI majors. Which name does it pick?
Okay. And it ends up picking, I believe, the top name. Although it doesn't matter. It just picks something. Select asterisk from other table. Okay. Okay, so it ended up picking Mabel Jones as the BU, and that indeed is the first BU, and Susan Ash as the first name.
This is worthless information because, okay, that's the first person in the group. There are four others in the CI group. There are two others in the, one other in the BU group. So that's useless information. So, we don't want that, Oracle would have given me an error on that and not let me do it, because it is providing not only worthless information, but deceptive information, because it's giving a name, and there's an implication there that that's the name for all the records. So it's worthless and it's deceptive. Oracle wouldn't let you do that. MySQL does, and I hadn't tried it this weekend, so I was curious to see if it still did, but it did. Okay, it doesn't stop you from doing that. In Oracle, which is the right way of doing it, in my opinion, in Oracle, it says the only field you can show there is a field that you did a group by. You can't show a field if you didn't do a group by on it. Okay? So only the field that is in the group by should be there. If I'm grouping by two things, if I'm saying I want to group by major and then some other field within major, I really don't have any other one I can do. But if I said I wanted to group by major and then assuming, well, I've got a couple of GPAs that are the same, so I can say I want to also group by GPA. Okay? Then I could show both major and GPA if that's what I'm grouping by. But I shouldn't be showing the name. And as I said, Oracle wouldn't let me. This does. So if I come in here and I say, I want to get rid of the ink, and I say, select name GPA, count major from other table, group by major GPA. Okay. There I have done a group by major and then GPA. Only wait a minute, that's not what I meant to do. Sorry. That's worthless too. And in fact, I won't even take a picture, or I will. I wasn't paying attention. That should have said major over here. So if I say select major GPA, count of major from other table group by major and GPA. Well, the two BUs both had different GPAs, so when I grouped by major and then GPA, they're in separate groups. The only group that had two things in it was the CI 3.6, and that had two things in it, and so it showed up. Okay, but nothing else had a duplicate, so all the rest showed up with just ones. Yeah.
Is there a way, having completed all of this now, to rename a table?
Yes, with the alter. Oh, with the rename a table. Rename a table. I always just make a copy and give it the new name. I don't know that I can there's got to be a way to rename a table, but I don't remember. But what I always do is just make a copy and put the new name on. Select asterisks from, and then I, you know, can make a copy.
Right, we did that at the end of this page. I just wondering, because I named this after the homework assignment, but okay. It's not the same thing. So.
That's the way I make the copy. I'm trying to think. Alta might have a way of renaming the table, and you can go look that up. But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay, so this worked all right because I had two, but in fact it's pretty, why bother when everything is giving me a ones? But it was the only piece of data I had in there that had any duplication whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, the next one, this is where we start getting into some complexity.
Okay, I have select major, counter major, sum of new courses, of number of credits rather. From other table, where the number of credits is greater than 20, grouped by major, having some number of credits greater than 50.
Okay. So I'm going to start this one by doing a partial of what I did up there. So I'm going to say select major, count of major, sum, num, some number of credits from other table. And I'm not going to put a where clause in, and that's what I come up with. And let me do a select asterisk from other table. Okay, so this gave me that the CI majors, there was a count of the major is CI. Okay, so show me this major, which is CI. And then the count of the major is the count of how many records there are. Okay, I didn't put a where clause in here or a group by clause, so I'm just showing major of the first one, the way I said is the problem. Okay, so I'm showing major of the first one. It's showing a 7, and it's showing a number of credits of 158, which I'm assuming is 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then 12, 13, 2, 13. Yeah, I think it came out to 158. Okay, you can count it and see.
So I have show the major, so it grabbed the first one, which was CI. And then it says count how many records there are, basically, how many majors there are, and there were 7. And then it said number of credits, it counted that. Okay, so if I do the same thing and say now select major, count of major, some number of credits from other table, order by major. Okay, wait a minute. Order by major. I meant group by major. Sorry. There's a reason I give you handouts, so I won't make mistakes like that. Okay, so what I am saying is here, select a major, the count of the major, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for CI, and 1, 2 for BU, and the number of credits, 41 for CI, and 117 for
one for BU and 117 for CI. Okay, so now I said group by major. Okay, so now I'm going to go and I'm going to break this apart just a little bit more. And I'm going to say select major, count of major, sum of number of credit from other table where num credits is greater than 20, group by major. Now it has changed. Okay. And I need all the records. So let me pull this back up. And again, this one I don't want. Okay, so I've got the count up there, and I'm now saying where number of credits is greater than 20. Okay, so I am saying select the major, the count of the major, the number of credits, where number of credits is greater than 20. So for the BU, there was only one that was greater than 20, and that was the 21. For the CI, there are three that are greater than 20, and two that aren't. And the three that are greater than 20 are 1393. And that's what comes up, is the 93. So the where excludes records as the groups are being formed. Okay? Where excludes records. As the group is being formed. It's supposed to be a... Okay, so where excludes records as the group is being formed. So now, I've got those two groups that have been formed, and now I want to go in and I still want to get rid of that one where I made a mistake. It's gone now. Good. So I'm going to do select asterisk from other tables so we can still see the data. And then I'm going to have select select major count major sum num credits from put a comma in, from other table where num credit is greater than 20, group by major, and then this having clause. The having clause takes the groups that have been formed, and we saw it up above, and it acts on the groups And so I only see one, because I said, show me the groups having some number of credits greater than 50. Well, BU didn't have a some number of credits greater than 50, so it's not showing. So having acts on the groups, in this case, it excluded BU, because BU did not meet the credit of the having. So the having said, I only want, as you're forming groups, exclude any record where the number of credits is not greater than 20. The having then said, okay, now that you've got the groups formed, I only want to see groups that have a sum of number of credits greater than 50. Those are the only groups that I want to see. So the where excludes records as groups are being formed, and the having then looks at those groups and can exclude, include any groups. So, in 25 words or less, that does it. Okay? Okay, I may or may not be in next Thursday. I have, my husband has an appointment with the surgeon and the heart people and all the rest. But we are asked if we could change it to a different date. We haven't heard back. I don't know whether they're going to change it or whether they're going to say no. Okay, so I may or may not be in next Thursday. I'll be in definitely Tuesday. Thursday's maybe, I'm just letting you know. I will post it on my website when I find out. Okay. But I kind of want to go to the follow-up appointment. Well, I don't kind of want to. I definitely want to. Okay, is this making any sense? The quick version? Today's a nice day, 2/20/2020. That's just a nice pattern. 2/20/2020.